With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A modest 175,000 jobs added in April. It's a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to take a bigger toll on the world's largest economy. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network there was one positive development coming out of this report.
We stopped hemorrhaging full-time jobs. In fact, we actually added full-time jobs. Now, unfortunately, they've still been flat over the last year, so we haven't added any on net in the last 12 months, but we've stopped the decline.
Antoni says the labor force participation rate of 62.7% remains frustratingly low.
The big thing with the labor force participation rate is that it has basically settled at a level far below where it was pre-pandemic. And that's a result of millions of people being missing from the labor force.
The unemployment rate ticked up from 3.8 to 3.9% in April. Also at SRNNews.com, workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began this morning is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on that major artery linking New England and New York. Donald Trump has returned to court as his criminal trial enters its 11th day now. Today will cap a second week of witness testimony. The former president accused of falsifying internal business records to hide the true nature of those payments, he's pleaded not guilty. Wall Street sharply higher, the Dow up 430 points, and the NASDAQ adding 302. This is SRN News. A battle over girls' sports is brewing in West Virginia.
Last month, five middle school girls refused to compete in the shot put at a track and field meet in Harrison County because they would have been competing against a boy who was living as a girl. School officials have responded by banning the girls from future track and field meets. Four of the five athletes and their parents have filed a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the boy who's living as a girl will continue to compete. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Holocaust survivors participating in a digital campaign called Cancel Hate, which features videos of them reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. The campaign was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Each post illustrates how denial and distortion can not only rewrite history, but perpetuates anti-Semitic narratives and spreads hate. Anti-Semitism surging around the world. This is SRN News. Security forces placed on high alert in the northeastern Indian state of Manipur on the first anniversary of the start of ethnic clashes there.
Various ethnic groups in Manipur are holding events, including mass prayers, to remember those killed in the conflict. Although much of the violence has reduced, sporadic clashes, gun battles, and bomb attacks have continued in the state that border Myanmar. Many residents have questioned why the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi hasn't visited Manipur so far to end the tensions in the state. The clashes broke out after plans to extend special economic benefits and quotas in government jobs and education enjoyed by the indigenous communities to the Métis as well.
BBC correspondent Anbar Razan Athirjan. In elections that are being held, Britain's governing Conservative Party is suffering heavy losses. The Labour Party could be headed for power for the first time in 14 years. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.